For real, for real, I tell you, just work on your skills. Work on perfecting your skills. Work on perfecting your craft. And I know a lot of you hear that and you don't understand why people keep telling you, yo, focus on your skills, perfect your craft. It's important. So many people, man, y'all be so focused on money, 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 money. I just want, and that's cool. I get it. The society that we live in, the world that we live in, it demands us to have money. It demands us to use money. So I get it. You need you some money. But this is what I'm saying. Like, for example, right now, I'm working on my editing skills right here, right? I'm on my laptop right now, and I'm working on my editing skills. I'm working on getting my editing skills up. You understand what I'm saying? So the better I get with editing, the better I get with videography, the more people going to spend money with me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, of course, I want some money. We all want some money. It's demanded of me to have some money. I have bills. I have things that I have to take care of. Of course, I want some money. But I can't just say I'm going to film and be horrible. I can't say I'm going to edit and be horrible. So I have to step my game up, because the better I become, the more videos I do, the more commercials I do, the more things that I do, and people love it. Hey, yo, I like what you did with my video. Yo, I like what you did with my cousin video. Yo, I like what you did with my best friend video. Yo, how much I gotta pay you so you can make my video look the same? You understand what I'm saying? When I do mentorship, when I do coaching and I'm helping people, people gonna say, man, you help my brother build up their confidence. You helped my sister build up her confidence when she took your class, when she took your program. Of course, we want to earn money for what we do, but the money is not the sole factor. The money is not the only thing to focus on. You have to dominate and focus on your skills. People watch the NFL, they watch football. Right now, you got the playoffs going on. You got the Super Bowl ready to come. When the Super Bowl come on every year, you're watching videography, you're watching content, you're watching it at its best. You're watching people play football at the highest level that you could play football. And it's so great. It's so entertaining. It's so good to watch. Those guys perfected their skills. They perfect their skills. They may be practicing right now. The people who getting ready for the Super Bowl to record, to sing, to rap, they are perfecting a skill. In return, by them perfecting the skill, right, they're earning billions of dollars. Walmart is earning billions of dollars because they have mastered their craft. They understand sales. They understand cheap prices. They understand consumer behavior. So I'm not saying don't get the money. I'm saying become so great that the money gonna chase you. Well, you ain't gotta chase the money. You do an audio on Anchor like I'm doing right now. You record. You great. You good. People gonna share your content. People gonna say, yo, I like what he or she was talking about when I was listening to the podcast the other day on Anchor or on Spotify or Apple, and I'm gonna share this thing because it's dope. You create content on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You put a great message out there. They like it. They gonna share it. If you dominate it, they gonna share it. So it's all about perfecting your skills. You're not going to become the master of your craft overnight. It takes time to become the master of your craft. Man, I be thinking about watching these bikers, right? I remember I used to watch the bikers. They do tricks and stuff. I forgot what the name of it was. I think it's called BMX or something like that. Hold on, let me see. Like, where they do the tricks with the bikes. Let me pull it up. Make sure I ain't saying it wrong. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, for right now, I'm going to keep on talking till I pull it up. But it took time for them to be able to ride with no hands, and you know what I'm saying? They legs on the handlebars. It took time for them to do all those tricks. It took time for them to master that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that took time. You know what I mean? When you watch a chef and the chef putting it in, it took time for that chef to whip those meals up like that. When you go watch these Asian guys at these Asian restaurants and they flipping the food around. You know what I mean? Like, they flipping the food around and the food don't hit the floor or nothing. You like, oh, they do. It took them time to do that. It took them time to do that. Like, for real. They didn't get that done overnight. Like, not overnight. You know what I'm saying? It didn't happen overnight at all. And I know you like to think that it happened overnight. Like, no, it didn't happen overnight. At all. Oh, so that is the name of the sport. It's called BMX. Yeah, so what those guys do over there is amazing. But that's years and years and years of work. That is years and years and years of practice. Practice, failing, practice, failure, failing, 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 practice, practice, failing. So perfect your skills. Stop worrying about the money. Stop going crazy about the money and focus on your skills. If you cut grass good enough, if you cut somebody's yard, they got a next door neighbor. Next door neighbor will say, I like the way you cut the grass. Can you come cut mine? You know what I'm saying? So let your work speak for itself. Peace.